the words he said are concerning not only this camp here in Freiburg, but the camps all over Germany, because the situations in the different camps like this were different in the different places. But in whole Germany, about 200,000 people live in collective camps, and the majority cannot determine where they want to live. How has the corona pandemic affected their lives or the lives of refugees that live in these collective camps like here? The German pandemic plan only marginally considers refugees. There are no guidelines, strategies or recommendations for the dealing with refugees who have to live in those collective camps during the corona time. Refugees are already subject to discriminatory exclusion in the health sector due to Asylum Seekers Benefits Act, as medical care for refugees is limited. The threatening social and health conditions in these homes have not only existed since the start of the pandemic, they were also before very critical. During the pandemic, physical contact restrictions and forced quarantine were imposed to several camps for several weeks. So people couldn't go out from the camp for several weeks. To get it through, the controls inside and outside these camps have been strengthened very hard, and residents that are protesting against these measures were criminalized. Forced quarantine is always a liberty offense, and residents of collective camps cannot be subject to forced quarantine. Fortunately, here in Freiburg, this hasn't happened yet, but in many other cities in Germany, it happens. The conditions in the camp are still intolerable. The conditions in the camp endanger not only physical, but also mental health. The corona pandemic aggravates this situation, but already before, people living in these camps are suffering. We are living, especially now, in the era of the pandemic, the strengthening of discriminatory measures and the new stigmatization of those who have already been excluded from the society. What we need is to open a debate on discrimination and racism, institutional racism, which is also a discussion in collective camps. This discussion has to be particular with concerned people.